All right, why don't we begin with a prayer, everybody? ¿Por qué no empezamos con una oración? Hay que pedirle, Señor, que nos dé de su bendición y su ungimiento esta noche. Let's begin to pray. Let's pray and ask the Lord to bless this call and everything the Lord is going to do in it. Señor Jesús, gracias. Gracias por su ungimiento que ya sentimos. Gracias por su bendición que ya sentimos, Señor Jesús. Gracias por lo que usted hizo anoche y gracias por lo que usted va a estar haciendo esta noche en el nombre de Jesús. Amén y amén. All right, everybody, let's begin with what took place last night. ¿Qué cosa grande que ocurrió anoche? En el empiezo del servicio, at the very beginning of the service, prayer, at the prayer service, right before we began the service, antes de empezar el servicio, durante el tiempo de la oración, qué cosa grande que ocurrió. Brother Raul was not even able to start the song service, our worship service, and thank God that Brother Raul was so sensitive to the Holy Ghost, because the Lord began to move in such a unique and a special manner. Anoche, el hermano Raul ni pudo empezar el servicio de canto, de alabanza, y gracias a Dios que el hermano Raul estuvo tan sensitivo al Espíritu Santo de poder entender que el Señor quiso ser una cosa grande, una cosa poderosa. I don't know how long it lasted. You were there, those of you who were there. ¿Qué tanto duró este segmento en que el Señor empezó a mover poderosamente? It must have lasted 15, 20, 30 minutes, I don't even remember. Duró 15 minutos, 20, 30 minutos, yo no me recuerdo qué tanto tiempo duró en que el Señor empezó a mover de una manera tan poderosa. The Lord began to move in such a powerful way. It reminded me in reading the Old Testament, how many times have we read where the congregation of the Lord began to worship Him and the Lord began to flow. The scripture says that the Lord inhabits the praises of His people. La escritura dice que el Señor mora en la habitación de su gente que están alabándolo, y es lo que el Señor estaba haciendo anoche. And that's exactly what the Lord was doing last night. What a powerful thing, what a powerful reminder it was in reminding us that when we enter into the Lord's presence with worship and with praise, the Lord can do anything. Es un recuerdo a nosotros, para recordarnos que cuando nosotros entramos a la presencia del Señor con alabanza en nuestra lengua, con alabanza en nuestra boca, el Señor puede hacer cosas maravillosas. And the Lord can provide miracles during that time. El Señor puede proveer milagros durante estos tiempos. And that's exactly what started to take place last night. Y eso es precisamente lo que empezó a ocurrir anoche. And I'm going to remind everybody as I move forward, if you have a testimony, a thought, a comment that you want to share, go ahead and text it to me and I'll read it to everybody. Si alguien tiene un comento, un testimonio, un pensamiento de lo que estamos hablando ahorita, me pueden mandar un texto y yo les puedo leer ese texto a todos para que todos estén en acuerdo con el mismo pensamiento. Hallelujah, hallelujah, y amén. All right, let me go ahead and go back to my notes here. Si tuve un poquito de notas que estoy leyendo. So once again, last night, finally, I think we sang a couple of songs. I don't even remember. Pastor Clark at the very end got up and he made a few comments. El pastor llegó al fin del servicio y hizo unos comentos de lo que ocurrió anoche. And how many times has our pastor said that you cannot improve upon a move of God? In other words, you cannot do more than what God can do when the Lord begins to move in an anointed move of the Holy Ghost, like what took place last night. Nosotros no podemos hacer mejor que el Señor, especialmente cuando el Señor... Hallelujah. Boy, just thinking about it, you can feel that same anointing just thinking about what took place last night. El pastor Clark nos ha dicho muchas veces en el pasado que no podemos ser más que lo que el Señor puede ser cuando el Señor empieza a moverse de una forma poderosa con el ungimiento del Espíritu Santo. So let's talk a little bit about what happened last night. Hay que hablar un poquito de lo que ocurrió anoche. You know, in the last few devotions, I felt impressed to mention Fabian and Josh. This is the father and son that have been coming to our service on Sunday mornings for, I believe, the last 5 or 6 Sundays in a row. En los últimos devociones, yo ha mencionado Fabian y Josh, que son es el papá y el hijo, que vienen, que han estado viniendo a nuestros servicios cada domingo en la mañana por los últimos 5 o 6 servicios que ellos vienen. Y les recordé a todos que por favor háganse saludables con ellos, háganse amigables con ellos. I've been reminding everybody on the last few devotions, make sure that you go and say hello to Fabian and Josh. Go and shake their hand and Brother Sid is correcting me right now. It may not be father and son. I don't know. I may be wrong on that. I apologize if I am. They may be on the call right now, and I apologize if I'm incorrect. They may be relatives or friends. I'm not entirely sure. But it's been Fabian and Josh who have been coming to our Sunday morning services. Fabian y Josh han estado viniendo a nuestros servicios el domingo. Pero the point I'm trying to make here is that I felt impressed to mention them here in the last couple of devotions. Yo sentí algo para mencionarlos a ellos en los últimos devociones. And they came to church last night. And Fabian came to our service last night, Wednesday night service. Fabian vino al servicio anoche. And what a Wednesday night service for him to come and visit us on. Y qué noche que él vino para visitarnos con el movimiento poderoso del Espíritu Santo. He was able to come on a Wednesday night and experience the power of God moving in such a powerful, powerful manner. Well, as it turns out, what ended up happening last night, you saw, everyone began to come to the altar. I think the pastor, Pastor Clark, invited everyone to come down in place of the preaching. En lugar de la predicación, el Pastor Clark les pidió a todos que llegaran al altar. And I believe Brother Sid, I hope I don't embarrass Brother Sid and put him on the spot, but I believe that Brother Sid just, as he walked by Fabian, he kind of gently just asked him, "Hey, Fabian, if you'd like to come on to the front, you're more than welcome." El hermano Sid simplemente le pidió a Fabian, "Fabian, si usted quiere venir al frente, está bienvenido." And Brother Sid didn't, you know, go out of his way to pressure him or to, you know, really make him feel uncomfortable. He was just a very friendly welcome, and I think it was the right thing. El hermano Sid simplemente le dio una invitación muy leve, muy, muy livianamente a Fabian. And it didn't require much. No tuvo que empujarlo demasiadamente porque Fabian made his way to the altar. Fabian empezó a caminar al altar. I was actually going to the back to get something myself when I saw Fabian, and he was already coming down the aisle, and he told me he felt the need to come to the altar. Yo vi a Fabian porque yo estaba caminando atrás de la iglesia, y cuando lo vi, le dije que si él iba a venir al altar, y él dijo que sí, él tenía ese deseo de venir al altar. And most of you, some of you, I don't know if you all saw what took place, but something powerful took place with Fabian last night. Y no sé si el resto de la iglesia vieron lo que pasó con Fabian. But what ended up happening was this. As Fabian was there at the front of the altar, I gently went to him, and I asked him if I could pray with him, and he just nodded his head up and down. "Yes, yes, you can pray with me." Simplemente yo le pregunté a Fabián si yo pudiera orar con él, y él me dijo con la cabeza, "Sí, sí, sí, de seguro puedes orar conmigo." And so I began to gently pray with him. I placed my hand on his shoulder, and I began to pray with him gently. Yo puse mi mano sobre su hombro izquierdo y empecé a orar con él muy queridamente. And that's one a good point to make at this point. When a visitor comes down to the altar on their own, you know, we want to make them feel welcome, and we don't want to make them feel overwhelmed. But it's a good thing to ask them, hey, can I pray with you? Es una cosa de practicar, hermanos, pues, cuando un visitante viene al altar, está bien preguntarle, ¿le puedo orar con usted? Y si dicen que sí, entonces podemos orar con ellos queditamente, livianamente, ¿verdad? If they give us that go ahead, yes, please pray with me. It's important to make sure that we do it in a very gentle manner, especially if they're a visitor, a first-time visitor. But that's what happened last night. But as soon as I began to gently pray with him, something took place. And it wasn't because I did that. No, Fabian wanted to come to the altar to pray on his own. But as soon as he raised his hands, el momento que Fabian levantó sus brazos al aire, something powerful hit him. It was the Spirit, it was the Holy Ghost is what hit him. Inmediatamente el Espíritu Santo de Dios lo tocó a Fabian, and Fabian began to jump up and down. Fabian empezó a brincar, brincando en el aire, brincando, recibiendo esta cosa grande que lo estaba tocando, que fue el Espíritu Santo de Dios. And he began to just pray in a loud voice. And you know, previous to this, he's been very quiet, you know, back there in the pew, very quiet, kind of just soaking everything in. En las semanas pasadas, Fabián nomás se sienta ahí en su banco atrás, y él empieza nomás a recibir la enseñanza muy queditamente. But last night, he began to jump up and down. He began to shout in a loud voice as the Lord touched him. Pero anoche, Fabián empezó a brincar en el altar, y él empezó a gritar en voz alta, Señor Jesús, yo te quiero. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I want you. Jesus, I love you. Él empezó a gritar en voz alta, y yo me quedé sorprendido. And as he began to do this, I was just shocked in amazement to see what God was doing, but to see the response that he was giving to the Holy Ghost. Y yo me quedé pasmado, me quedé sorprendido en ver en el tipo de respuesta que él estaba dando al Señor. Qué cosa poderosa, qué cosa grande que estaba ocurriendo. Boy, I'm just feeling the Holy Ghost just talking about it. Siento el Espíritu Santo simplemente pensando en lo que estaba ocurriendo. Bueno, afterward I spoke with Fabian. Después yo hablé con Fabián. And this is what I want all of you to hear, to understand what was taking place. I began to ask him, I said, Fabian, tell me what happened. Fabian, dime qué es lo que pasó. Well, he began to open up with me and to tell me how that he's been coming to our church for the last 5 weeks. Él me empezó a explicarme cómo él empezó a venir a nuestra iglesia en los últimos 5 semanas. Because he came from a different church in Arizona. Él vino de una iglesia en Arizona, y que él vino de unas raíces trinitarias. He came from Trinitarian roots, but he has begun to receive the revelation of the oneness of God. Hallelujah. Él empezó a recibir la revelación de que el Señor es uno, que uno es el Señor, que no es una Trinidad. And so he looked up a oneness church as soon as he came to California. He lives in Rancho Cucamonga. And when he looked up a oneness church, he found our church. And he felt the Holy Ghost tugging at him and impressing him that he needed to come to our church. Are you hearing that, everybody? Te dijo que cuando él vino a Rancho Cucamonga, que él encontró a nuestra iglesia, y online, he found us online, él nos encontró en línea, en la computadora, y cuando él vio que éramos una iglesia que enseñaba que éramos iglesia, que creíamos que en un Dios. When he found out that we were a oneness church, he felt God tugging at him to come to our church, to come to our church. And that's what he did for the last 5 or 6 Sundays in a row. He kept coming to our church. Él sintió la necesidad. Él sintió que el Espíritu Santo de Dios lo estaba llamando, lo estaba urgiendo, lo estaba llamando para venir a nuestra iglesia. Y por eso él estaba viniendo a nuestra iglesia por los últimos 5 o 6 domingos. And that's when he told me, you know, Brother Victor, as I sat back there on the back pew, I kept feeling, I don't want to be back here on the back pew. I don't want to just be sitting here quietly. I just felt this need to get to the altar. I felt this need to cry out to Jesus. Hallelujah. Él me dijo, hermano Víctor, cuando yo estaba sentado acá en este banco, el último banco de la iglesia, algo en mí me estaba gritando. Yo no quería estar sentado allá solito, quedito en ese banco. Yo quería ir al altar. Yo quería gritarle al Señor Jesús. Are you hearing this, everybody? ¿Lo están oyendo lo que estoy diciendo? Even when he was sitting back there in the last 5 or 6 Sundays, quietly, and then quietly leaving the church as soon as church was over, but deep down inside, he had the urgency and the need to get down to the altar and to cry out to Jesus. Él me dijo que con los últimos 5 domingos que él estaba viniendo, él tenía un deseo profundo en él, en su espíritu, en su corazón, de venir al altar, de gritarle al Señor. What a message that is to us. Everybody, we don't know what's going on in the mind of a visitor. Todos que están escuchando, nunca, no sabemos lo que está pasando en la mente y el corazón de un visitante. Posiblemente están queditos, calladitos, pero adentro el Señor está tratando con ellos. They may be just quietly sitting on their pew. Oh, but that visitor, the Holy Ghost may be urging them and may be working on them in their mind, in their spirit, in their heart, as they're sitting back there quietly in their pew. And this is another reminder to us of why we need to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost. Este es otro recuerdo para nosotros, como nosotros necesitamos ser sensitivos al Espíritu Santo. By no means do we want to go to a visitor and, you know, just start laying hands on them and shaking them and trying to get the Holy Ghost into them. But there's nothing wrong with going back there and gently asking them, kind of like Brother Sid said, hey, if you want to come to the altar, feel free. Por la misma manera, queremos estar sensitivos con el Espíritu Santo para ir y nomás preguntarle queridamente a un visitante, amigo, amiga, ¿quiere venir al altar? Just gently ask them, queridamente preguntarles, and you'd be surprised at how eager a visitor may want to come to the altar on their own. Y podemos ver como un visitante muy fácilmente podía responder, sí, sí quiero ir al altar, just as we saw what happened last night with Fabian. De la misma manera que lo vimos con Fabian anoche. And there was an added bonus last night. Y había otra cosa extra anoche lo que pasó. Fabian brought some friends of his. There were some ladies that came with him, who I believe go to another church, who came with Fabian last night. Fabian también trajo dos de sus amigas anoche, y ellas vinieron anoche al servicio del hermano Prime. Y yo hablamos con ellas anoche, Brother Prime and I spoke with them last night, and they seemed to really enjoy and appreciate what was happening. Be praying that they be coming back this Sunday. Queremos que estén orando para ver si regresan este domingo en la mañana con Fabian y con Josh. Praise God. All right, so, and I got just a few minutes left. Tengo unos minutitos que me quedan ahorita, pero también quiero seguir hablando, hermanos, de lo que está pasando. I want to just focus on what it is that's happening. What took place last night, a powerful move of God, is what allowed a Fabian to feel the need to come to the altar and to receive. Boy, I'm feeling this strong. Es el ambiente que fue creado anoche que causó por un Fabián de querer venir al altar y recibir la gran bendición que recibió. So you see, everybody, this didn't just start last night. This has been already been building up for weeks and weeks and weeks. Lo que pasó anoche fue el resultado de lo que estamos construyendo en las últimas semanas, hermanos. Brother Lackey has been with us for the last few weeks, and he's been teaching. He's been teaching. I caught myself. I almost said he's just been teaching. He's only been teaching. Oh, no, 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 no. Let's look at how profound and how powerful this teaching of the Word of God is and what it has been building up in our church. You see, the teaching of the Word of God, like Pastor Clark has said it, it is so powerful. It is essential because it's the teaching of the Word of God where we're going to be able to receive the substance, the power in the Word of God. Es la enseñanza de la palabra de Dios. Es la enseñanza de la palabra de Dios, como nuestro pastor nos ha dicho muchas veces en el pasado, que nos va a dar la substancia, nos va a dar el entendimiento que viene de la palabra de Dios, que nos va a dar el poder que viene de la palabra de Dios. This is what brings out the power of God. That is the Word of God, having an understanding of the Word of God. And this is what Brother Lackey has been doing with us in the last several weeks. Y esto es lo que el hermano Lackey ha estado haciendo con nosotros. Nos está enseñando, nos está dando entendimiento de la palabra de Dios. Brother Lackey has been teaching us the Word of God, and he's been giving us an understanding of the Word of God. And this is what is going to give us that clarity. Esto es lo que nos va a dar la claridad de mente para poder operar en el espíritu. It's what's going to give us the understanding on how to operate in the spirit. And so last night was a result of all this teaching that Brother Lackey has been giving us. Anoche fue el resultado de la enseñanza que el hermano Lackey nos ha estado dando en las últimas semanas. One thing that was mentioned recently was about beginning to operate in the gifts of the Spirit. Una cosa que fue dicho en las semanas recientes fue de cómo operar en los regalos o los dones del Espíritu. What are we talking about here? The gift of faith, the gift of wisdom, the gift of prophecy, yarabashatai. El don de la fe, el don de la sabiduría, el don de la profecía. We're beginning to see these gifts begin to take place and to move in our church. I hope you're hearing this. This is exciting, everybody. Estamos empezando a ver estos dones, estos regalos del Espíritu que están empezando a yarabashata, a mover en nuestro espíritu. En nuestra iglesia, hermanos. Estamos empezando a verlos, realizarlos en nuestra iglesia. We're beginning to see these gifts begin to become realized or begin to take life in our church. And what a powerful thing, what a great thing that this is. Oh my goodness, I'm already receiving some text messages. And Sister Elisa from San Diego has sent a very long one. I don't know if I can read all of this one, Sister Elisa. No sé si puedo leer todo lo que hermana Elisa acaba de mandar. Okay, I'm going to try to summarize what Sister Elisa sent in. I'm not saying this just because she's my mama, but she has sent in a message. Hermanos, yo tenía grande dolor artrítico en mi rodilla izquierda. Y pedí oración de hermano Víctor. Él oró y pidió al Señor que aliviara todos mis dolores. No podía dormir por dolor de esta molestia. Mas después de la oración, el dolor empezó y desapareció. Y todas las otras molestias y pude dormir bien. Okay, this is a great testimony Sister Lisa just sent in right now. We got about a minute left. What a way to end this devotion. Brethren, I have this great arthritic pain in my left knee. And I asked Brother Vic, my son Victor, to pray for me. And he prayed and he asked the Lord to remove this pain from my knee, and he asked the Lord to remove all the other pain and discomfort from my body. He asked for all this to be removed, and after he finished praying for me, the pain disappeared, and all the other pain and discomfort from my body disappeared. Era una presión y dolor de la corazón. Las otras molestias eran una presión y dolor en el corazón. And there was some other pain and pressure that I had in my heart, and that also was removed. I couldn't even breathe well. Ni pude respirar bien por esta presión en mi corazón. This is the first time I'm hearing about this, mama. La primera vez que estoy escuchando de esto ahorita, and mama sharing this right now. She didn't want to share all this with me last night. Ella no quiso explicar todos esos detalles conmigo anoche. But here's the bottom line. The Lord healed mama last night of all of this pain in her knee, the pressure in her heart, not being able to breathe well. The Lord healed her of this after we prayed with her last night. El Señor sanó a mamá de su dolor en su rodilla, de su presión en su corazón y de no poder respirar propiamente anoche. Y el Señor la tocó y el Señor la sanó. The Lord touched her and the Lord healed her. Praise God. Praise God. Everybody, we're out of time. Ya no, nos terminó el tiempo, pero quiero decirles a todos, hay que seguir orando de la forma que estamos orando. Let's continue to pray the way that we have been praying so that the Lord can continue to move in our services. So it's going to be the Lord that's going to bring in the visitors, and it's going to be the Lord that's going to impress those visitors to come to the altar, and it's going to be the Lord that's going to fill them with the Holy Ghost. El Señor va a ser el uno que va a traer los visitantes, y el Señor va a impresionar esos visitantes que vengan al altar, y el Señor los va a llenar con el Espíritu Santo. Let me end on this note. I asked Fabian if he felt like he received the Holy Ghost last night. He said something powerful touched him last night, and he lost control of his English language, and I believe the Lord began to fill him with the Holy Ghost. We're going to believe that the Lord is going to continue to fill him with the Holy Ghost this Sunday. Le pregunté a Fabián si él recibió el Espíritu Santo. Él me dijo que él perdió control del hablar en inglés. Yo creo que el Señor lo empezó a llenar con el Espíritu Santo, pero vamos a creer que el Señor lo va a seguir llenando con el Espíritu Santo este domingo. Aleluya. Con eso dicho, hermanos, yo les voy a avisar si vamos a tener algo este sábado, porque vamos a tener un servicio para los hombres en Rialto este sábado. I will send you notification if we're going to have a evangelism street service this Saturday afternoon, because we are having something for the men on 11 a.m. at Rialto for the men's service. God bless all of you. Que Dios me los bendiga a todos en el nombre de Jesús. God bless all of you. In Jesus' name, amen.